From Spark and Anvil and Counting Pals, this is Tapa in Chapter 1 of the Counting Pals cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Tapa is a soft, russet squirrel kid with a long, quick tail and bright eyes. She lives in the Math Garden's Counting Grove, a little grove of low bushes where smooth pebbles sit in groups on the ground. When Tapa sees a group of pebbles, she taps each one with her paw exactly once. Tap, 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 tap. And as she taps, a small glowing number dot pops up above each pebble. 1, 2, 3, 4. When she has tapped them all, she sits back and says her gentle little words. One thing, one number.
Tapa learned to count slow because once she counted too fast. When she was littler, she loved to zip, tap, 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 as quick as her paws could go. But the numbers would race ahead of the pebbles, and she'd skip one or tap one twice and end up with a wobbly answer that didn't feel right in her tummy. Then her grandmother showed her a secret. Wait between the taps. One tap for one pebble, Grandma said. Then wait. Then the next. Tapa tried it, slow and careful. Tap, wait, tap, wait. And every pebble got exactly one number, and the answer came out steady and sure. Slow isn't behind, Tapa says. Slow is how you get it right. She has counted gently ever since.
Today, Calc Jr. brings the kid to the Counting Grove to visit Tapa. Calc Jr. stays right there in the grass. Watch Tapa tap, Calc Jr. says. Then you tap. Tap each pebble, say each number. One thing, one number. And when you reach the last pebble, that last number is how many there are.
Tapa taps a group of pebbles, nice and slow. Tap, wait. Tap, wait. One tap for each pebble, one number for each tap. No pebble skipped, no pebble counted twice. A grown-up can tap along too. The grown-up points, the kid taps, and you both say the numbers, because counting is for thinking together, not racing. And Tapa never says wrong. She never says too slow, never says try harder. If the kid counts and gets a different number, Tapa just smiles. Let's count again. One thing, one number. And they count again, together, slowly, carefully. When she finishes, Tapa sits back on her tail and says the final number out loud, 4, because that last number is what how many means. Sometimes she counts acorns, sometimes leaves, sometimes the spots on a ladybug. Anything in a group, Tapa counts, always the very same way. One thing, one number. One tap. Calc Jr. is right there the whole time, and all three count together.
One thing, one number. That's Tapa. And when the counting goes slow and gentle, with no rushing at all, Tapa feels calm and glad inside. That warm, cozy, everything's okay feeling of counting alongside a friend and a grown-up, one careful tap at a time. One thing, one number, she says softly, feeling proud and snug and sure. That quiet, happy feeling is the very best part of counting.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tapa. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.